The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, it's Professor Danielle Maxwell.
Hello, happy Friday.
I recognize your voice, and I'm not even an AI.
No. You've only known me for, 11 years now. I'd hope you recognize my voice.
11 years? That long?
That long. It's been a minute.
It's like a fifth of my life.
It's, a little less than half of mine.
Oh, my. It's the big one.
There'll be a point in my life where I'll have known you for, half my life, and it'll go in further and further and further.
That's right.
What therapy is for.
Therapy is for, exactly. Yes.
You sent the picture from when you were a student, and it was a past slide rule dinner dance for College of Engineering and Science, and I was...
You look like a baby there.
I look like a baby. You look like
you
a
were a baby.
Fetus.
He had a goatee. I have
that
a photo.
Dirt.
Yeah, that's just old. Old business, let me tell you. Professor Dave Chow is here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Do you have water pressure?
Yes, I do. Why?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, because I didn't this morning because there was a water main break at the end of my street.
Yep.
We're okay, although we did have a water main break that literally was
last
only
week.
A few houses down last week. And we apparently never lost water pressure.
Water was still same color as it was. So.
There's a lot of pictures on the Facebook group of people be like, hey, show us what color your water is. I'm like,
oh,
such a weird
here,
thing.
Here, I have a photo.
You have a well close to your house?
No.
Okay.
Artesian.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right.
We have Evian water in our toilet.
Yes, exactly. Those are the dulcet tones of Professor Dan Maggio, who also lives in Berkeley.
Yes.
And by the way, you do know I'm blaming Mara for doing all this. You know,
oh, 100%.
Since she moved into the area, water main breaks all over the place.
Everything's gone
definitely
straight
wasn't
to
me.
Heck.
Not you.
Not me.
That would be a false cause fallacy.
That's okay. I'm good with it, so.
That is specious logic. By that logic, I could say, this phone keeps tigers away. I would like to buy your phone. Yes, exactly. So no tigers in your neighborhood, although we do have JV back on the Detroit Tigers. It's kind of a big deal.
I heard.
From back in the day.
You couldn't miss it this morning on TV, yes.
Mm-hmm. There was some screaming in the chemistry department when the news broke.
There'll be one more Lamborghini in town.
I knew you were going to say that. I told my students that when we lived in the old house, you could hear his Lamborghini ripping down South Woodward from their apartment in Birmingham.
Is that where they
lived?
Because
that was the day he was starting. And he goes to Taco Bell and he gets his special order. It's like superstition. And then he goes down to start pitching at Comerica Park.
Wild.
Yeah, that's right. It will happen again.
Survived at that. I'm sorry. I'm amazed that that car survived.
Oh, seriously.
The road.
Seriously. Absolutely.
Well, Woodward's still okay.
That car rides about,
I know,
okay,
three
is
inches
generous.
Off the ground.
Oh, 2 centimeters off the ground? Hilarious. Let's ask Professor Beth Oljar, Department of Philosophy, how her Lamborghini is doing right now.
The thought of getting in and out of one just gives me pain.
Absolutely. I can't even get in and out of my own car.
I thought my old Subaru was, comparatively speaking, it was low to the ground. I like my Crosstrek being higher.
Yes, you got to climb.
Easier to get in and out of.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. No, that is a big deal. I think that there was all that dealio in the early, mid-2000s where they were all... SUVs are about the reptilian brain and, you know, you've got to be high and riding. And I'm like, actually, I think it's because boomers have money now and they like climbing into cars. Like, that's a thing. You know what I mean? They want cars that you got to climb into.
They do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, I mean, I go from two extremes, though. You know, I go from the Windsor to the Honda.
You have the boat.
I mean, I prefer the toilets that are higher rise, the standard. I mean, they're
completely understood.
More comfortable and much easier.
Absolutely.
If you have any... joint problems or aches and pains, and I have all of those constantly. So.
Well, folks, this is a program. We can send us questions regarding anything. Joints, toilets, cars. If you stump the panel, you win a brand new edition of the ATP coffee mug and an autographed photograph of the props. I want to make sure I mention this. This is autographed photograph of the professors. Could be any other autographed photograph of somebody. If you don't stump the panel... we'll send you the autograph photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Okay. Just a little update here, profs. Hi, Matt. Oh, that's me. On the ATP WordPress page, we received an ATP listener comment last Saturday. It requires a response from the professors.
Oh.
Mary Fortuna.
Oh, yes.
I know Mary.
So do I.
Yes.
So do you. That's right.
Yes, we both do.
One of you mentioned the gentleman in your neighborhood who walks his rescue greyhounds.
Yes.
My nephew has rescued greyhounds for years and walks them in the Hazel Park area. I'm wondering if he could be the gentleman you're referring to. If so, he will be amused to know he's marginally famous.
No, different gentleman.
I think it is a different person.
Yes.
But that's awesome.
Yeah.
Those people should meet up, though, and walk their greyhounds together.
We just made
together.
Him marginally famous, didn't we?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
I used to work with Derek. He was an account executive over at Donor.
There you go. Okay.
He's also the gentleman who lives one block north of us.
Right. Right.
So you just know everyone in Berkeley.
He does. He's
That's
the
why
mayor.
You're the mayor.
He's the mayor.
Oh, for the love of...
It says, also, the brown-colored cheese that tastes a little of caramel is Yatost. An accent goes in there somewhere, which is a Norwegian cheese. Mary says, I'm formerly from the Detroit area, but relocated to Traverse City. Dave and Dan are my friends.
Aw. No, she puts up with us is what it is. She just barely puts up with us.
I think that's awesome. So every once in a while, someone does a sort of a direct comment, and that makes it kind of fun. Okay. On the opposite side of fun. No. Dear professors, it's been several months since I sent in questions to your fine show. I was hoping to come up with a series of questions on a theme I thought would be interesting, but since I can't decide, I decided to dip into the infamous potpourri at the end of the pool, come up with a variety. That never seems to fail you. I hope my 20 questions are up to the task of being a good challenge. Thanks again, our very good friend and serial question sender, Laura Benson. That's very nice. Thanks for sending
these. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Laura.
Some more?
Uh-huh.
It's nothing like a good variety set of questions.
Keeps us on our toes.
Be thankful you weren't here last week for the cheese one.
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, was it 2 weeks ago?
We've had how many of those? Two now? Two sets?
Wow.
On the cheese?
I think next time we have a cheese set of questions, I want to invite the cheese lady from Westport.
Yes.
She would.
I know. I wasn't here either.
She would knock it out of the park. I love it. What
She'd
a great
be tickled
idea.
Pink, I think.
Actually, we should. I'm going to ask her the next time I see her.
Can we do a recording at Westbourne?
Oh, man. That'd be so sweet. It'd be very what easy aisle, to do, though? Too. We wait for spring or summer and do it
We
like,
do it on
outside
that outside the front
oh,
area.
Gosh.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sending an email after this show. Until then, how many buildings in New York City are large enough that they have their own zip code?
Ooh, quite
that
a few.
That is a great
Their own zip code?
Question. They're
the number
so
is greater
big.
Than one?
I'm thinking like Empire State Building, World, you know, the World Trade Center.
And so many thousands others. Of people live and work there, right?
Wow.
That it has to have
I think,
its
think
own
about apartment
zip
buildings,
code.
Too, so.
I don't even know where to begin to guess.
Neither do I. And so, like,
50.
I mean, we got 5. That's low.
I'd say, I was going to say 33.
I'll say 23.
Just call Kendra.
I mean, I'm giving it to Dave, but you all are in the wheelhouse. 43. There are 43 buildings large enough that they have their own zip code. That's incredible. Absolutely.
Can you imagine
incredible.
Delivering mail and you're like, I just have to go to this one building today?
Yeah.
Just go to
every single building. Yeah, but, you've got,
but I have to open like 70,000 mailboxes.
Where, this is a weird way of asking, but it sort of leads you there. Where would you find the movie, quote, Angels with Filthy Souls, unquote?
Blockbuster?
No.
No.
Where would you find
it? Where would you find the movie? And that's
like
your
Netflix?
Hint. No.
Like a streaming service?
It's not like in a streaming service.
Hell?
Well, what's the name of that again? Angels with...
Angels with Filthy Souls. I mean, that's a really good guess. That's,
YouTube?
Not YouTube.
Is that like an after-school kind of
no,
movie?
No, it's not like an after-school movie. What? No. No, you know what? It doesn't exist... In the fact that it's not a full movie. It's a movie that was in a movie.
Movie in a movie.
But what movie was it? And I'm actually looking in a Gen Z kind of direction here.
Dogma?
You know I don't watch movies.
Not Dogma, but that's a great guess.
Burn After
I
Reading?
I appreciate that.
I don't know what that is.
This is in my top 5 of greatest movies of all time, but it's not Back to the Future.
Okay, I was going
to
be like, that's what it is.
Oh, Home Alone then.
It's Home Alone, yes. That's the movie that Kevin's watching on really? The video cassette, which was fully made up. Yes.
Where he captures all the sound bites.
This makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I thought that was a real movie this whole time.
Yeah. Keep the change, you filthy animal. That's all I have to say. Exactly.
But I thought that was actually from a real movie.
Mm-mm. Made up, 100%, for the movie.
Huh, interesting.
Okay. Movie within a movie.
Dan and I went to the Bad Place at the same time. Well, not at all surprising.
You did lead with hell.
There weren't a lot of choices, I guess.
It's that side of the table.
It was
fine.
A reasonable choice.
Where would, you find the world's tallest grain elevator? 387 feet.
Manitoba. The
world's tallest?
Okay. World's tallest. It is not in the Western Hemisphere.
Oh. Like somewhere in China where they have all the rice?
Not in China, but that's a really good guess.
Vietnam?
Not Vietnam. No, it is in Europe.
Huh? Oh.
Ukraine.
Germany.
France. I mean, Ukraine was a really good guess. Yes. Germany's a good guess.
Poland.
South of Germany. North of Italy.
Switzerland.
No, Austria.
That's Switzerland.
It is. It's in Switzerland. It says Zurich.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Sure.
And it's not filled with grain. It's filled with money.
Yeah. See, I thought Norway because they got the seed repository.
Right. They do. Right.
Exactly.
Well, but Ukraine would have, I mean, yeah. The bread, it literally the breadbasket bread bread yeah. of, yeah, Europe for many years.
This is a, I call this a Gen Z trope classic. You've seen it in lots of different ways, and mostly it's TikTokers trying to show you visually how to solve this problem, which I think is kind of fun. It shows that math can be fun. What's the better value? One 18-inch pizza or two 12-inch pizzas?
Well, how much?
Well, you can do area.
If we did it by area.
So pi r squared on the 12 would be 36 pi times 2 is 72 pi.
Go, Dan, go.
On the 18, it would be 9 squared, 81 pi. Oh, that's close. I would say the 212.
No, it actually says the 18-inch pizza is 254 square inches. The 212s are only 226
when
square inches.
When you say 18, is that the diameter or is that the perimeter? Oh,
that's a good point.
It's the circumference. The 18-inch
pizza. It's the circumference. Oh, my bad.
Okay, I thought it was the diameter,
I thought it was diameter.
Okay.
It's not clear.
Wait, well,
wait, I can't believe I thought something correct about math that you guys did not, even if it was applied to pizzas.
It says 18, 118 or 212s.
So 2 pi r would be
that's not 18
pi?
Oh, man, this is rough.
And pi is
that's it, I gotta
the
go by
area
it.
Is pi times the radius
no,
squared, right?
No, when I did the 18 divided by 2.
No, no, it's 12 divided by 2, isn't it? Wait, am I?
This is all I'm saying.
I'm stepping back.
The geometry proves it in almost every case that buying one larger pizza is always better than multiple small. That's
but
the way it
if
always
you want-
is.
Oh no, I did the math right. I get the wrong answer. Sorry. It was 80. It was 81 versus 72. Oh. 81 is the 9.
Got it. Okay.
I was like, I did go. That right. How there did I go. Not get that all right?
Yeah, you were close because I.
Let's roll back the tape.
Edit. Edit.
Oh my, do we really want to know the answer?
Oh no.
If you did the dimensional analysis, you can add this to your 1070 next
Please
year.
Please don't.
How many full cow hides would be needed for the leather for one full NFL football season? Wait, so not so just one ball,
so
but all the balls.
For like all the teams.
Uh-huh. All the so balls, like, all the teams,
how many
all the games.
How many balls per game? Like what, like 3 balls per game?
No.
How many cows would it take?
How many cows total for one season?
But they're not like throwing them out. They don't like kick it and they're like, oh, I'm going with it,
it's a disturbing answer.
No, but
20.
Hundreds of balls.
Beth has staked her claim at 20.
20 cows?
20 cows.
No, I would
not. No, it's got to be a lot more than
I'm going to say 500.
I was going to say like 750 cows.
Yeah, I was going to say
500, 750.
Let's go 9.
Yeah, but you're going to get several
but
footballs
can you use
out of one
all
cow.
Of that skin for the football? Like, is there a special part of the cow that requires?
Yeah, because you're not going to use like the legs and the head. Well, you could, but,
yeah, but
it'd be ugly.
I think we might be underestimating.
No.
The number of balls.
Ah, well, that
so one. Therefore, the number of cows.
Puts us at the correct answer. Unfortunately, we're not giving you this one. But if it was Price is Right, it would be Dave for not going over.
Is it like 5,000
cows? 3,000 cows.
That's so many cows. How many football
one
games?
One season of NFL football. No,
how that many footballs is, are they using in a game?
I
Quite
believe
a bit.
That, oh, okay, look. Almost every pitch in Major League Baseball now is only one ball.
That's different.
So that's like hundreds of balls for to play one game. Yeah. There's 32 games every day times 162. Yeah. It's just an example. Like, I think there's a lot of balls
being
used.
Because I'm also
NFL
thinking
game.
In football games, there's also the kicking ones, the throwing ones,
right,
the,
right.
The,
ones the practice
you
ones.
The
one
so you can
there
cheat.
We go. Yes, the ones yes, exactly. that Tom Brady cheats with.
Yeah. Go Seahawks. Go Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
We were all rooting for them.
Did you know? I think we all
know
that when you're born, you're missing a very important bone that actually grows in over time.
Your patella,
the top of your skull.
Well,
that too.
Okay, yes, that, but also
patella.
You have no kneecaps. What age are you when your kneecaps start to grow?
Isn't it Three?
It says 3 years old. Yeah. It actually says.
Thank you, yes. Father Albright. I learned that in his class.
You do not have your kneecaps.
Do we know why that is?
I think it's to aid being born.
AIDS being born and crawling. They would be very painful for them to crawl if they had kneecaps.
Yes. Where's Millie when we need her?
I know.
Well,
or
but
other future babies to be
born. Notion of, you know, childbirth and the size of where the baby has to come out.
Yes.
It's like,
no
who
comments.
Ever thought that was a good idea?
Good idea.
I mean, so many of our students now, they just completely romanticize pregnancy.
It's true.
And mothering. It's like, true. Oh, it's this wonderful. I'm like, you guys have any clue how hard this is on your body? You're creating.
Your body is never the same.
Another human being.
It's true.
And pushing it out of something the size of a change purse.
Did you have to go change purse? Jeez.
Okay. Crane your heads and help me list the 4 U.S. state names that start with a vowel but end with a different vowel than they start with.
Iowa.
Idaho.
Oklahoma.
There's one more.
Indiana.
Indiana's the
other. Oh, okay.
I was singing the alphabet. Pretty good.
I remember learning that when I was a kid. I still remember that.
I still remember that state
50
song.
50 nifty United States.
Yes.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. Classic.
In Hawaii, what happens when the Lahaina noon occurs? What's the Lahaina noon? I've heard of this
when
before.
Jim Tubbs pulls out the Mai Tais.
100%.
Oh.
He's doing it right now. But
I'm sure he is.
Nothing to do with surfing?
Nothing to do with surfing.
Does it have to do with time of day?
It does.
Is it noon?
It is noon.
Okay.
I can tell you, it pretty much gives the whole thing away, that it only happens twice
in the
calendar year. I don't know whether it would be the equinox or the solstice, but the idea is Hawaii is so close to the equator that when you hit noon, there are no shadows of any object for a few seconds, which is freaky as hell. If you think about it, like, no shadows?
I lost my shadow.
So it happens twice a year. Would that be I think it's the solstice, or maybe it's the equinox. I don't know. Whatever.
Solstice is December, right? 21st. So that is the shortest day of the year.
The solstice is where it means the sun stands still, right? So I guess that makes sense at noon. I don't know. Anyway. We'll put our crack research team.
We should all go to Maui and experience it personally.
And wait for our shadows to disappear.
ATP on the beach.
We're sure to
there's
stay the
beach
year for
close
us.
To Lahaina called Slaughterhouse Beach.
Oh.
Great for body surfing.
Wow.
Did not think you were going to go there. Slaughterhouse Beach. Okay.
I know. You wouldn't think, right? I mean, I remember at the time thinking, I'm not sure I want to go here. And, you had to go down this really steep flight of stairs to get there.
That's
from
where the slaughter is. Okay.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yikes.
That's a good way to think of it.
True or false? I think we all know this one, but it's still fun. Curious George did not have a tail.
No tail.
True.
That is true, because he was not a monkey.
Yeah,
he was a chimpanzee. Yes. They call him a monkey multiple times throughout all the stories, but he clearly is a chimp.
And the man with the yellow hat.
Ken Allen was a famous escape artist who resided in San Diego. Beyond his many escapes, what else was obviously notable about Ken Allen?
He was the orangutan.
Yeah, he was an orangutan.
He escaped multiple times.
Such a human
they kept
name.
Changing his enclosure, and every time he took his time and figured out security procedures, used tools, and demonstrated both timing and patience.
And the best thing, I remember when I was out there, they actually were selling t-shirts, Free Ken Allen. I'm like, what the heck is this about? And I found out that he would actually escape, leave his enclosure, just walk around the park like a tourist. And he would stop by this one cage, another enclosure with Otis in it. He would throw rocks at this rival orang.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I've never quite understood what's supposed to be so offensive about the notion that we're related to.
There's nothing offensive about it.
Monkeys.
Yeah, they're
cool. They're brilliant. They're really cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're brilliant.
They could probably pass, Daniel's quiz better than.
They probably could. They could probably do dimensional analysis quite well.
It was noted here in the side stuff that Ken Allen was copied by some of his compatriots who learned to follow what he did and also escape on their own. So,
an instructor.
Freaky.
I like it.
If only Heather were here, she would have a little bit of fun with who was the last MLB hitter who had a full season 400-plus batting average. 406 in 1941.
Okay, so it's got to be a Boston player.
Incredible.
That's really high, right?
It is Boston. That's incredible.
What, like Carl Yastrzemski?
No.
41.
If I tell you that his head is frozen somewhere, you're going to tell me Ted Williams. Oh. Yes. Because his head is frozen somewhere. By the way, that is a highly controversial season of Major League Baseball. Hitting 406 is essentially doing better than one hit per every three at-bats. He lost league MVP that year.
Ooh.
Because Joe DiMaggio for the Yanks had a 56-game hitting streak, yeah. And that was deemed more important.
Wow.
Joe Yikes. Was a very handsome man.
He was.
Why is Ted Williams' head frozen?
His family decided to freeze him just in case we could bring him back someday.
They believe in cryogenics.
Like just the head? Or
like Disney.
Well, I hope they
Disney.
Froze the whole body, too.
No.
Or he won't be coming back.
No, you can. There's a different...
Futurama.
That's true.
Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Really good film. Man.
There you go.
There's a different pay scale. Yeah. But you could freeze the entire head and entire body. There's different rates.
That's right.
The head is cheaper.
Yes.
Okay.
What country? It is not the United States.
Oh, okay.
Has the most Japanese people of Japanese descent, outside of the country of Japan.
Australia.
China.
Neither of those is
South
listed
Korea.
Here. With over 2 million Japanese nationals, have not heard it yet.
Mexico.
It's not.
Wait, so is it in the Eastern Hemisphere?
It's in the Western Hemisphere.
Oh, okay.
There is a doubt.
Okay.
Belize?
Not Belize. No.
But somewhere in South America, we're running out of room.
Brazil,
here, right?
It's Brazil. What it says here is the most.
See, I was thinking like
Japanese
Australia,
nationals.
Korea, somewhere nearby.
Yeah,
but no.
I
got you. What Nickelodeon cartoon show was the first to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? I understand that you have to pay for your
SpongeBob.
Star.
SpongeBob.
It's not SpongeBob. That would make sense. It's pre-SpongeBob.
Pre-SpongeBob?
Like Rugrats?
Rugrats is the one that got its own star.
I love Rugrats.
You just have to lobby to get a star, which makes it not
I think it was, what, $50,000 or something
as
like
cool.
that?
As cool. You got to pay somebody.
Scooby-Doo should have gotten a star. Not that he's Nickelodeon,
seriously.
But...
You know,
he's pretty amazing.
Besides the bribery, do you have to do anything?
I mean, you have to know somebody, I think, is usually the way it works. So
it's
not like you've
it?
Done like great
like
things
nepotism.
And then you get a star. It's that you know the right people and you pay and then you get a star. So
like, could I get a star?
Yes.
Frankly,
you know the right people. We
not.
Know Dave.
That's not enough. That might get him a hexagon. So
or you could say that you're some other celebrity.
Or in your case, Dan, maybe a pentagram. You know that. I'm
oh
okay with
God.
That.
What country was pepperoni invented in?
It's
Italy.
Not Italy.
I'm going with the obvious.
Not Italy.
Germany.
No.
Probably here.
It's the United States.
Yeah.
It's a modified salami.
Yep. Really?
Yep. Modified salami.
What is a salami? Okay, I guess
it's
so.
A
I never thought of it that
meat.
Way.
It's
still
is.
Good.
It's amazing.
Of all the salted cured meats, it tops my list.
Yes.
What do these people have in common? Tina Turner, Sheryl Crow, Gladys Knight, Duran Duran, Nancy Sinatra.
Are they all women?
Big hair.
They didn't all do these boots are made for walking, so.
They all actually, at some point in their careers, had big hair.
What did Nancy Sinatra do? Because, I mean, the other ones are.
That is not what it says here.
Do they all win something?
They didn't win something.
No.
They did something.
They
all
did
something.
Did something.
Yes.
Okay.
They all covered a particular song.
Oh,
that's
you're getting closer.
Where I would go.
Not a specific song, but a genre of song that they all kind of did together at different times. Tina Turner, Sheryl Crow, Gladys Knight, Duran Duran, Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra? I'm trying.
Duran Duran.
Yeah, Duran Duran. That's the one that sticks out.
Yeah.
No, Nancy Sinatra's. Yeah,
not
thinking,
in a good way.
Duran Duran's got a whole variety of songs. What else is Nancy
I don't even
Sinatra
know who Duran
about?
Duran is.
You're not missing anything, trust me.
I know.
You
I
do know what they are, but you're not thinking
they,
of
They? Oh,
songs.
The Smallville People. Okay.
It's a group. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Country. They all did country music.
I mean, you're feeling, you're close. You're so close.
Was it a particular, so it's a genre
They
of
did
music?
Soul or R&B?
No. It's hard to go any further without basically completely giving it away.
Is it something about dancing?
Like gospel music?
They all wrote and performed songs for a very specific series of movies.
Oh, Bond.
James Bond
oh,
themes.
That's right.
Yes, they
oh.
all wrote James Bond
yeah,
themes.
Yeah, that's why we didn't get the Shirley Bassey.
And they wrote
Nancy wrote
Sinatra
and performed
did a Bond
the theme
thing?
Songs for
what
multiple
did she,
James Bond movies.
I don't know. I know Duran Duran did. I know Tina Turner did.
Mm-hmm.
Sheryl Crow did.
Yeah. Gladys Knight and Nancy Sinatra.
I don't know Gladys Knight.
Leaving out the best one.
Really? Of course.
Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna.
No.
Chris Cornell.
If it's not Live and Let Die.
Oh, McCartney.
It's Wings. The Spy Who Loved Me.
Yes.
Carly Simon.
Carly Simon. Nobody does it better.
Yeah, Sheena Easton.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Hers was pretty good.
Yeah.
How many Bond movies are there?
There's a lot.
Well, quite a few, yeah.
20-something, 30-something.
Wow. Alicia Keys and Jack White did one that was really
good. Yeah, that was really
good. That I remember.
Chris Cornell, I love that one, Casino Royale. So.
I have a lot to watch for the end of the month.
Watch the trailers.
Who was the last U.S. president to have a full beard whilst being president?
Grant.
No, it wasn't Grant. It was after.
Hey,
Abraham Lincoln?
Nope. Lincoln's a good guess.
Full beard.
But Lincoln's before.
Oh, I don't know the order of my presidents. Not a chance.
Garfield?
Nope, not Garfield.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Mm-mm. No.
The other Roosevelt.
Did you say that already?
They weren't bearded.
Mm-mm. Teddy had like a big old handlebar.
Did Van Buren have one? Or was he just the chops?
The chops. He had chops.
Okay, so he didn't
Well, if it's not Hayes, that's the like 1880s. That's the late 19th century, right? Mm-hmm.
Initials BH kind of gives it away.
Benjamin Harrison.
Harrison. Harrison is what it says here.
I was going to say Benihana? Oh.
Benihana.
We never had to memorize our presidents in order, gosh. So I could not tell you what order they come in.
I don't think I ever had to. I just have a sense of who's roughly in what.
That's impressive.
Part of what century.
Yeah. Yeah.
And trying not to think about the last 10 or so years. What is the state of Washington's biggest export from the United States?
Beth Olger.
Apples? Oh.
It doesn't say apples.
Lumber?
I'd say it's less a crop and more of a commodity.
Oh.
Airplanes?
Computers.
It's transportation equipment.
Okay. It's airplane parts. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Isn't John Deere from there, too? Or?
John Deere is in Indiana,
okay.
I think.
I kept on thinking they did tractors, too. But, mm-hmm. Okay.
Last one, because I think that's all we have the time for here, professors. Oh. Who was the tallest U.S. vice president? I love this little side note. If you can just guess who they were VP to, that's pretty good. They stood 6'4". That's pretty tall.
Biden was pretty tall.
He was pretty tall.
Biden
this is the
tall?
Tallest U.S. vice president. Huh. Wasn't Joe Biden.
Was it Al Gore?
It was not Al Gore. You're going back a little further.
Agnew? No.
Not Agnew. LBJ. You're going back before that. You're going back before LBJ. Oh,
okay.
Ooh. LBJ was a tall guy. Yeah,
yeah, I'm just... Yeah, with or without cowboy boots.
I don't know the VPs.
Where's Jim Tubbs? We need.
I could even tell you the answer. It was John Nance Gardner, but you got to tell me
that's
which president.
FDR.
Yeah, that was FDR's vice president.
FDR.
I've never actually heard the name of FDR's vice president. It shows you just how memorable they are when
well,
they don't
ascend to the
presidency.
Well, he probably had more than one since.
Yes, I think that is also true.
Well, we know he did because Truman was his vice president
when he died.
When he
passed on. Wow, those were some really great questions,
those
Laura.
Those were great questions.
Absolutely awesome. I am never going to forget 3,000 cows.
3,000 cows.
All the leather in all the balls of an NFL football season. That one will stick with me
but
for a while.
But how many burgers do we get?
You know, that's the inside-outside kind of principle.
At the games.
All beef hot dogs.
Yeah, how many rib snacks do we get out of that?
So. Oh, my gosh. Oh, professors, the time has come for us to say goodbye, Beth.
Meat is murder. Tasty, tasty murder.
Damn.
Okay, see ya.
Dave.
See ya.
And Danielle.
Adios.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.